You probably know Portland, Oregon is one great food town. It has food buzz. I mean, not solely from being the food truck mothership or because of the phenomenal coffee, beer, the artisans, the restaurants, and the markets. Portland has something I don't think exists anywhere else, a picnic society. This group's monthly meetings take the picnic far beyond the a loaf of bread, jug of wine, and thou approach, and don't even contemplate the trusty menu of hot dog, burger, and takeout potato salad. Their food and style are so lusciously over the top, the society did a book, The Picnic, Recipes and Inspiration from Basket to Blanket. Contributor Rebecca Shear spoke with co-author Jen Stevenson about how to picnic as you have never picnicked before.
Well, Jen Stevenson, welcome to The Splendid Table.
Thank you, Rebecca. I'm so excited to be here.
So the Portland Picnic Society, who's a part of it? Who comes to these picnics?
Well, we have a group of girls who are, everyone is involved in the food and wine industry in some way. So it really runs this amazing spectrum. We have several restaurant owners. We have quite a few food writers, cookbook authors, food stylists. One of our friends who's in the club owns a salami company. Two of them own bakeries. One owns a chocolate shop. We have this amazing spread of women in the Portland food scene, which is one reason why our picnics are so spectacular and delicious. Everyone kind of takes it to the next level, really very effortlessly, because it's just such a part of their everyday life, good food.
Now, so many of the dishes in the book seem at first glance to be things that you'd never be able to actually port to a picnic, but you find these really creative ways to make them portable. Can you share some of your favorite ones?
Yes, we get pretty creative with how we bring things to the picnic. And we have pretty much transported a dish in every which way. One of our favorite ways to bring things is in our official little red wagon. We have a radio flyer that's just for the picnic, just this battered red wagon found at a garage sale. And we can fit a lot in that wagon. So, you know, we've done everything from fill it with ice and keep the rosé in there to turning it into our dessert display. If we have a lot of desserts, we'll put them all in the wagon and then you can kind of roll it back and forth as your sweet tooth strikes. We try to keep things like you can borrow from other cultures. You can use a tiffin, for example. So a tiffin is an Indian style lunch pail and it's separate compartments that stack on top of each other and then they click into place with a little handle, a holder. So it's wonderful because they're all separate. You can put things like, for example, we have this beautiful Nichoise salad and you can pack the tuna in one layer so it doesn't get all over the tomato and the rest of the olives and the rest of the salad. So that's actually one of our favorite ways to bring dishes that have separate components because it's so tidy.
And I love your idea for deviled eggs. Can you describe that?
One of our favorite ways to take them to the picnic is because they tend to be one of those dishes that can congeal on the way and not look as fresh and delicious as they should. So what we do is we put the egg whites in a separate container, and then we put the filling into a Ziploc bag. And when we get to the picnic, we snip the corner off and we fill the egg right on site. And then we add whatever garnish we might be putting on that egg, whether it's a little ribbon of smoked salmon and a sprig of dill. So by the time we serve it, it's super fresh and beautiful.
So you're not afraid to do a lot of assembly when you actually get to the picnic?
No, we actually like doing a lot of assembly. I think we enjoy the challenge of seeing what exactly we can get away with. We sort of realize that sometimes we go over the top, but it's fun for us and it's a challenge. And for example, we have a dish, lemon lavender cream pots, and it's a little dish of lemon curd. And then you bring the cream separately and you bring your bowl and your whisk, whip it on site, top the dish of lemon curd and add a little flower petal. It's really not that hard to bring something on site like that and do it right there. And everyone kind of jumps in and helps. It sort of adds a dinner party aspect to it, like you've brought the dinner party right outside. And it just adds this whole other festive element to the picnic.
Something else I find so imaginative is that you aren't afraid of bringing cocktails to a picnic. Are they really that easy to make? And are they that easy and safe to transport?
Yes. In fact, our favorite way to bring cocktails to the picnic is to bottle them. Our friend Katie Burnett, one of our picnic girls, she is our resident mixologist, and there we had this one picnic where she came with a basket of bottled cocktails, and literally the whole picnic just stopped, and everyone was crowded around these gorgeous little bottled cocktails, and we were completely captivated. And she told us, she's like, no, I promise it's really easy. And we were like, of course it's not. Look how exquisite those are. It must be really hard. And she, you know, told us how to do it. So now we always bottle our cocktails. And what you do is you make them at home. It's a little upfront investment. You have to get your bottles, your caps, and your bottle capper. You can order them online. We tell you where in the back of the book. But it's just as easy to go down to your local beer making supply shop and pick everything up there. And once you've got all the equipment, you just make your cocktails. We do them individually, but you could do them in a batch. You use a little funnel, pour the cocktail into the bottle, and then cap it. And it's perfect because you've got individual portions, and then when you're transporting them to the picnic, they're completely sealed. So even if they fall over, take a tumble, they're not going anywhere. It's like this foolproof way to get your cocktail to the picnic. And then you have that wow factor when you put them out all out on ice, and you've got your paper straws, and everyone's ooing and awing over your trick that must have taken forever, but it really didn't.
So you have a very clever and sneaky way of pitting cherries al fresco. Tell us about it.
Sure. So we have a salad in the book. It's a gorgeous salad, and it's perfect if you want to have something beautiful, but you don't want to spend a lot of time making it. So it's a cherry, pistachio, and mint salad. And I made that for a picnic that we have in the book. It's a theme picnic called Meet Me at the Manor. So what I had all these cherries, which means, of course, they have to be pitted. And it's actually one of my least favorite things to do. I have a cherry pitter, but it's one of those ones that's very fidgety and tends to squirt juice in your eye. So I was on the internet looking at all the different ways to pit a cherry. You can use a paring knife. You can do the paper clip trick. And then I found you can use a wine bottle and a chopstick, and that works so beautifully. You just put the cherry on top of the neck of the wine bottle. Obviously, it should be empty at that point. And then you use a chopstick to poke the pit right through into the empty bottle, completely contained and easy. And then you have your cherries. You slice them in half, sprinkle some pistachios and some fresh mint on top, and you have a gorgeous salad.
Brilliant. Well, Jen Stevenson, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me.
Thank you so much, Rebecca.
Jen Stevenson is co-author of The Picnic, Recipes and Inspiration from Basket to Blanket. Rebecca Shear is host of Metro Connection on WAMU in Washington, D.C. Jen left us with an unusual recipe for your picnic basket. Find shocking pink beet hummus at splendidtable.org.